Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Woohoo! In case you all have forgotten, we're still in the middle of the pandemic. So
we remind them all the time. So I don't know how they could have forgotten.
You know, it seems to be this wild thing how people can just be done with it once they choose to. As if,
you know,
everybody else isn't like bored as fuck and like wants to go do shit.
So last night, I got a phone call at 10:43 from a phone number that it was from my hometown, 479. And I was like, who the fuck is this? So I answered the phone and someone was like, hey, Diamond. And I was like, who the fuck is this? He was like, this is Kenneth. And I was like, oh, no, actually, I asked who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It wasn't a like, it was an actual ask. And he said, this is Kenneth. And I was like, are my parents okay? Because this is like a family friend. So he's like, yeah, I'm here with them. And I lost my fucking shit.
Why was he calling? To say what?
Him and his wife and my parents were all hanging out together and they wanted to settle a debate that they were having to see if I was more like my dad or my mom. So, you know, the first question I asked was, do you guys have on masks? Also, it was 10:43 here. So that means it was 12:43 there. I said, do you guys have on masks? And I went into the spiel. And then he was like, why are you at home on a Saturday night? And I said, because we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic and you should be at home too.
It's wild. You would also think your parents at this point, if they are going to just like break it, they just would hide it from you better.
Because exactly, like, because I yell at them about it all the time.
Wow. All the time. It's wild. It does feel like they're it seems to be like, I mean, obviously it's like not spread out like age wise. Like there, I don't know if we have even statistics of people who are like taking it more seriously, mm-hmm. but it does feel crazy that like there's a lot of people who are like having to parent their parents.
Yep.
In it. A lot of my friends were going through that like exact same thing. And it's like, no, I have to remind you that like, yeah, I've still had to kind of do that with my dad, but also like, he just doesn't really like tell, like, I'm like, don't do anything bad. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're just not going to tell me. Yep. Like, I have no fucking idea.
One time my mom FaceTimed me and she had on like a full face of makeup and a fancy shirt. And I was like, you really didn't think this out, did you? Did you? Where the fuck have you been?
Good God. Just stay inside.
I don't get, just, like, they have the two of, you have each other. I have nobody and I'm staying inside. So, like, you have the both of you in a four-bedroom house. You can figure mm-hmm. it out.
Well, the issue is, too, is, like, you and people even say that they're, like, going by, like, state-by-state guideline. I'm like, you have to remember that, like, we're not doing a good job. So like mm-hmm. any of like anytime someone's like, oh, and like it'll happen in like the Facebook group, people are like, well, I'm following like my state's guidelines. I'm like, cool, I could follow my state guidelines too. And like we still are increasing in cases like every day. Like these guidelines, like it's not working. So you're telling me like, hey, I'm doing the thing that has like made like the US like the actual like laughing stock of like the entire fucking world in regards to this pandemic. And it's like, oh, okay, so you're upholding the norm of death. For sure. Love that. Ugh. Fucking wild. Well, anyways, guys, this is Don't Blame Me. It's an advice podcast. If you want to call in for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com.
Hi, Megan and guest. So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 5 months. But I'm having a problem with his ex. They broke up 4 years ago and they're still in constant communication. Like they probably talk every week or so. In the beginning, he would get really emotional about her and kind of talk about like how much he hurt him because she actually cheated on him. And that's where they ended things. So eventually after like him talking about it for such a long time, I told him that he had to stop talking about her to me because it hurt me and it just like makes me feel uncomfortable. And he was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. But it's still just like bothering me that he talks to her so much. He says that they just send each other memes and that it's nothing serious, but it feels really disrespectful. I've talked to him many times about how uncomfortable it makes me. Like I've sat and cried about it actually. And I just haven't asked him to stop talking to her completely because I don't want to be that girlfriend, but I've definitely hinted at him maybe possibly doing that, but he just like doesn't take that hint. His ex actually lives across the country, so I'm not really worried about him cheating, but I have doubts that he's ever going to like really get over her, even if he says that he's over it. I love him and I can see a future with him, but it sucks. So any advice would help. Is this a deal breaker? Should I ask him to cut her off completely? I'm not really sure, but any advice would help. Thanks, guys.
Sending memes is actually very intimate. Like, I actually think that's very... Like, if I send someone a TikTok or a meme, like, intimate. Not actually necessarily sexually, but, like, that's like a...
I mean, that means you and I are very intimate.
I think that means me and Mats are like one-sided intimate because it's me sending like 95 TikToks and him just not responding, and then at the end of the night I'm going, can we watch all of the ones that you never responded to now? I mean, this, I'm like a big proponent of telling people what you need because people aren't mind readers, but he is actively choosing to not break, like stop contact with her, and is putting it on you to explicitly ask for it. Like, this is like, this isn't one of those situations where like, oh, well, he can't read your mind. Like, no, you're crying and you're clearly uncomfortable with him messaging her and him talking to her. And so the logical thing is he should stop talking to her. But by him not doing that and him making it be like, so you would have to explicitly ask him to stop talking to her, that puts the blame on you. And so then he can go tell that girl, my girlfriend doesn't want me. My girlfriend said I can't talk to you anymore. Like, it just, the if he's not choosing to do those actions on his own, that's just because he wants you to be the villain. And I don't like this.
I don't either. And I mean, it's been said several times on here that I'm still friends with my exes, but only the ones where their girlfriends are fully aware of our past. And I'm actually friends with their girlfriends as well. I never message them without the girlfriends being on the message. And I actually talk to the girlfriends more than I talk to them. So there's a respect level that goes there. And if he's not respecting your wishes, then it's not a symbiotic, like that relation, the relationship, there's not, the communication isn't open and he's not receptive to what you have to say. And it's completely disrespectful. And also, like, since he talked about how bad she hurt him and how bad that she cheated on him, I really think there's just like a part of him that's still into her. And like, if she hadn't cheated, then they'd still be together.
100% agree. And I think he's valuing his validation over like your emotions and your comfort. And like, he's being like, well, no, I like talking to this girl. And it is an okay trade-off that my girlfriend is crying and is upset about it. Like, that's not, he doesn't know. It's not that he doesn't know that you're upset. And I think this is kind of like, you can ask him to like fully stop talking for her, but I truthfully, in the nicest way possible, I don't see this relationship going well because he's doesn't care about you as much as you care about him. Like, you're worried about coming across like quote unquote that girl who tells her boyfriend to stop messaging his fucking ex-girlfriend like all the time and like talking with her all the time. Like, you're that narrative that would make you like a certain kind of girl, like uptight or like controlling, is insane. Like, that part's actually wild because that doesn't, no, in reality, you should just be with a guy who's like, you know, not backburnering and like not talking to multiple girls. Like, that makes him scummy, not you scummy for then asking him not to do that. Like, it's if he's making you feel, which it does kind of sound like, you just haven't necessarily said that, but your language regarding this, maybe it's from like a previous relationship or something, but it does, putting a lot of like the responsibility and blame on you for you feeling this way versus like him doing something that elicits like an actual like response, like, or a reaction. Like, I hate the term overreacting. I think overreacting is like absolute bullshit thing because we just react. Like, that's it. We just react. There's no such thing as over or underreacting. Because that it's, yeah. So I don't know if he's made you feel like you're being like quote unquote crazy for feeling this way, or if another relationship you've been in like made you question like, oh, am I making this too much of a big deal? Like, is this a deal breaker? Is this not? Like, blah, blah, blah. Go with your gut instinct in this. And anyone who sees that you're in pain and is upset over something should actively make that choice. And if he's not choosing to make the choice and like fix the thing that he's doing that's hurting you, he is okay with hurting you. And then the only time he's going to stop is when you tell him to stop. And it's not because he didn't know. It's because he wants to place the blame on you, which fucking sucks.
Sorry you're going through this.
Yeah. And who even knows if like this girl knows that he has a new girlfriend and like what she feels about all of that. That's the thing that I also think is like so unfair, because in a lot of those situations, like, she might not have any idea that you're he might say like, oh, you're totally comfortable with it and you're totally fine with it. And then she's over here being like, oh, wow. If she eventually finds out, then it's like, oh, shit. Like, I thought this was OK. He didn't let me know either. So he just kind of like pulling the strings on both sides.
Yep. Agree.
Say boy bye. Honestly. Should we go on to the next?
Yeah.
Hi guys, first off, just say I'm a huge fan, listen to the podcast all the time. Also, I didn't prepare, write anything down, or like go through this in my head, so sorry in advance. And also I'm an Aries and I'm 22. So anyway, I had this really good friend and I was being a good friend to her. We were hanging out all the time. She started getting toxic in my life, so I dropped her. Didn't really say much, just like told her I didn't want to hang out. just like that, like blew off plans, didn't reply, just tried to give like a subtle hint. And then I found out that she had admitted to being in love with my husband. So I maturely texted her and said, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I'm not getting anything out of the friendship anymore. And then I just blocked her. Well, one of my friends randomly added her on Snapchat and Facebook, and she goes on to tell my friend that I've cheated on my husband and slept with one of his best friends, and that I'm a horrible person, and I talk all this crap about everybody, which is why we're not friends, and the reason we're not friends is because I randomly blocked her on everything. And then she went on, within the same hour, to add my husband on Snapchat. So I was there. I said, please, please add her. I want to see what she has to say. And he said, I don't want to, like, add fuel to the fire. I just don't want to entertain this. And I said, I just want to see what she has to say. So he added her, and she told him the same stories that I had slept with one of his friends, but she named him. And he told her, I don't care who my wife sleeps with, leave me alone, and then block her. I don't believe that she believes that was him. She probably thinks that that was me. But all my friends are telling me I need to go beat her ass or confront her. My mother-in-law is telling me I need to confront her. And I'm just at the place where I don't think I need to, because I'm going to just be giving her what she wants. But I wanted an unbiased opinion on if you think I should confront her and what I should say. Because it didn't really piss me off the fact that she said I cheated or anything. It was just the fact that she said I was a bad person and a bad friend, because I was the complete opposite to the friendship. And I ended the friendship very maturely. And yeah, so anyways, unbiased opinion on what you think I should do, or if I should stay the bigger person. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Are they in an open relationship?
I don't know.
Because the response she said,
yeah,
I don't care who my wife sleeps with.
Mm-hmm.
No shade at all. I am just like curious, especially because like if he is one of his, like, if it's one of his friends and she specifically like named him, like that to me is like a, if you didn't sleep with him, regardless if it's like, if you guys have an open relationship, like if you did cheat or like your, and your partner knows, like that's all your own business. Like that's all of your own business. But like, it's great. Like that she would.
And if it's an open relationship, it's not cheating.
No, exactly. But like, even so, if it was an open relationship or if it was cheating and like you and your partner, like that's your business. If you guys mm-hmm. work through it, like that's totally your own stuff. But for her to like name drop someone specifically, or if it's a complete and total like lie, and then you can just, he could ask his friend, like, is the guy in on this too? If it's a total lie, that's like my first like just nosy question. But wow.
Okay, so I know that you're over it and you just want her like to be done with the situation, and everybody else is hyping you up to go beat her ass. I don't think that you should beat her ass, because you know, like, the law. But
stupid.
I know. But I do think you need to confront her, because she's just going to keep spreading these lies. And you can say what you need to say just one time, but let her know, like, you can't keep lying about me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you got your feelings hurt. Like, what did she expect? You to divorce your husband so she could be with him? Or, like, you to be okay with it and you guys to stay friends? Or, like, for her to just to join in? If you have an open relationship, she might be like, okay, I can join in and be part of this non-monogamous relationship.
Trash. I mean, I agree. I mean, like, I'm like such a confrontational person, but I do understand that there's sometimes when people, like, that's all that they want is that kind of like attention. And so you actually get more satisfaction and like hurt them more or get to them more by not giving them that. And that's like the kind of control and power that I think is sometimes like needed in those situations. But I think it just really I think it really just depends on the friend who added her and all of that stuff. That sounds like the friend told you everything. So like, it's not like she's like getting to people. It's not like she's like actually changing people's minds or like affecting that. So I think like, if you want to like let it lay low for a couple months and like if she doesn't drop it and then have like a whole sit down, I mean, my power move, I would bring your husband with you and have him be like,
oh, not 100%. He's just there.
Yeah. Like, and have that be like this thing of being like, I'm not interested in you. Sorry. Like this whole thing is like absolutely wild. But that confrontation and all of that, it's only if you're going to get anything out of it, because like you either want to or you don't. And like wanting to have confrontation about something or talk about something, it's because like that's a release and that's going to feel like so fucking good and satisfying for you. But if that's not how you feel, you're just going to go like, it's, you're not really ever lukewarm on confrontation. Like it's either like, I need to tell this person off, or you're like, oh, I really don't even like, I don't have like any desire to do any of this. Personally, I think that like, if you want to, I would do it, but I'm also fucking confrontational.
And I'm not confrontational at all, but I feel like she's just going to keep saying things because she can, because no one's stopping her or saying anything for her to stop.
That's true.
Like she's your friend that she added is probably not the only friend that she's going to keep spreading these lies to. So until something's said for her to stop, she's going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll like end up messaging the mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law already knows and is like, beat her ass.
Yeah. Imagine that trick.
That's crazy though.
What a bitch.
What a, like, truly what a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, in Snapchat and Facebook, like, bitch, calm the fuck down.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm a 20-year-old Virgo, and I have a current situation that I could use some insight on. Please don't judge me, though. I'm a little sensitive. About a year and a half ago, me and my ex broke up, but we continued a friendship like a few months after the breakup. But that friendship obviously turned into us hooking up 98% of the time, and we kind of just act like a couple after we have sex. And then through this time, I was pretty aware of my place, as in that I'm his ex, and I tried to not get too caught up with my emotions. We've both been aware of the fact that we both still have feelings for each other, but never really talked about it. And I ended up hoarding so many questions in my mind. But a few days ago, he called me to tell me that he's been talking to somebody for a few weeks. I don't really understand why he told me if he's only been talking to them for a few weeks, but I guess he might take it more serious than I assume. I remained pretty calm during the conversation. But then I eventually asked him all the questions that I was hoarding on to, such as if he saw us getting back together in the future, if he still had feelings for me. He said yes to both of those. There were other questions too, but there's just too much to explain. He didn't say it word for word, but it kind of felt like he was saving me for later or something like that. But now I'm at the point where I need to kind of force myself to get over him. But having that conversation made it super confusing. I don't really understand why he would want to start a relationship but still have feelings for me. I have a tendency also to get pretty depressed for a while when something makes me upset. And I could really use some advice on getting over him while also trying to keep my mental health stabilized. I don't have many friends, and with COVID, it's definitely harder to make friends. I also don't have a therapist, but I've been thinking about getting one for a while. It just makes me uncomfortable because my parents are pretty judgmental about like mental health issues. But anyway, thank you for listening. If you do listen or take my call, bye.
Our mind can do a lot of like, it does mental, we do mental gymnastics a lot. And when someone says something that we have feelings for this person, we can hold on to like those like little glimmers of hope and disregard the actual situation that we're in, because logically, like, everything you're saying is correct. Like, why would he date someone if he did have feelings for you? And this idea that anyone does, where like, oh, I'm just like saving you for later, and I like this kind of thing. I dated a guy, and him and I, like, we broke up, and we said that when we got a lot older. Not that we were saving each other for later, but it was like a really big emotion to break up with, because we were young when we dated. And then once we got in, like, we were like in like fucking eighth grade, ninth grade. And then once we got like late high school, him and I both were like, you know, I feel like if we dated when we were older, we would have like really seriously dated for like a really long period of time. Like, they were definitely like just bigger emotions than either of us were like really capable of like dealing with at that age. But that was all that was to it. It wasn't like a, oh, we're going to revisit this once we're older. It was just a, wow, this is something that I think if we had met at a different point in our life, it could have been something else. And then that's it. But when you really like care about somebody, that turns into that hope. Mm-hmm. And like, I think he's backburnering you. And I think
100.
If he wanted to date you and be with you, he would be with you. And I think that like I think we should go back, based on the fact that you should get like move on from this and like work on getting over it. I think the first step is 100% a therapist. I think depending, she said she's 20 or some, I don't remember if she was 20, another caller is 20, but your parents are still pretty involved in your life because they're judgmental about mental health. I think that's a really hard conversation to have with parents about it, but none of it hurts. And I know that that's like such like a privileged way of like thinking that that will get through to people, because it doesn't always. But if you can go through like your general practitioner and talk about therapy, and then if you like your like general practitioner or your doctor, and your doctor is like, your parents go with you to the doctor still, and they can be in the room and like talk about like, you know what, like mental health is really important. And like, we did like a mental health screening with her, and she's testing on a level where we do think that she would really benefit from therapy, and like, therapy is not going to hurt her. It's not going to make anything worse. Like, the only thing that it can do is like really hopefully like help in this situation. Mm-hmm. Granted, like, if you good therapist, but like as like a whole. And so I think if you're comfortable talking with them through that, but if it's more of like a silent judgmental kind of thing, and then you still have the ability to go to therapy, even if they're like judgmental about it, I would. And then I would talk to your therapist about like how to deal with that. Because going through like extreme emotions when things happen can be very normal, but it can also be going into like a depressive like state for that. And I think the way that you can monitor your emotions through going through a breakup is, you said you don't have a ton of friends, but if you have like a cousin or a family member, or even like a singular friend that you can kind of talk to that you're going to do this, and like, I'm going to end things with him, and I really just would like to be able to like check in on each other, and then mm-hmm. have distractions through all of that kind of stuff. But I think it depends on like what you do after like a breakup, or when you're sad. Like, do you romanticize like once things are over, whether it's like a friendship or something, or you're just having feelings of sadness about something being done? Is it because you romanticize it, or do you like take on a lot of like the blame? Does it turn into a self-hatred kind of thing? So I think if you can figure out or break down what it is that you feel, or like mentally where your mind goes in those kinds of moments, then you can combat it that way. So if it's like you romanticize everything, and like you get this like really like sad, longing and wistful kind of thing, I think make a list of all of the things that aren't great about him and things you don't right. like. So it can remind you about all of that stuff. If it turns into like a blame and reflection on you sort of a thing, make a list of things that are like things that you really like about yourself, or things that are great about you. And then also, again, all the things that like weren't awesome about them, and how this will move on and this will be fine. And I think a lot of it is, the more you can talk through your emotions and your feelings, which is what therapy is, the more that it's kind of like I don't know, I would call it like any sort of like diagnosis in general can be really validating. But when you say something out loud, and then someone is able to like hear that and respond to that, it makes those feelings that you have usually a whole lot less scary, because You're putting it out in the open and someone is either going to tell you that that's like, explain why you feel like that or explain like how this could be tied to all of this. But it just takes the burden off of you and carrying the weight of all of this kind of stuff. And I think therapy is like a great way to go through this.
But also you can't move on if he's still in your life. If you're still hooking up, if you're still texting him, if you're still acting like a couple after you have sex, he has to be not a part of your life. And I think since you are so attached to him, you can't even be friends with him at this point. So you've got to cut him out, period, and say, hey, look. And does he know that you still have feelings for him, or does he think that you guys are just hooking up? So I think you need to say to him, hey, like, I still have feelings for you. And if you're talking to someone else, then that hurts my feelings and I want to be with you. So we can't hook up anymore. We can't talk to each other anymore. For my own benefit and my own health, I just need you out of my life.
No, I fully agree. There's no way for you to move on past this. And
you can't move on. You can't move past something when you can roll over and see him.
You can't move past something when he's inside of you. Like, mm-hmm. You just, it doesn't work like that. And it's definitely like hard, but if he like, you don't want to get caught up in the mind games of a guy who makes you feel, because he's doing that thing where he's talking about how he was like hooking up with somebody else, but like has kind of responded in this way that he's like saving you for later, where like he's actively not choosing you and then telling you that you're the most special of everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's a mind fuck. Like, that is such an absolute mind fuck, and it messes with you. It fully messes with you. And I take him by, in this situation, take him by his actions, not his words. And if he wanted to be with you, he would be with you. And choosing not to be with you is not some all encompassing, way bigger emotion and way bigger love. It's not it's just him not choosing to be with you, which fucking sucks. But like you said, you need to fully cut off all contact from him and block his number, mute him on everything, and just make it like,
not just mute, leave it out. You need to mute and unfollow.
Yeah. From everything.
He's just muted. You can still get to him. Maybe mm-hmm. block him.
Yeah. Ugh. I hate that. Like, it's such like a,
it's a messy situation with a lot of feelings on the line.
And there's an aspect of honesty in where someone comes to you and tells you something. And like she said, like, he didn't necessarily have to tell her. So then it becomes like, oh, wow, he's like being so upfront and honest. Like, I can't be mad now. Like, or I should feel a certain, like, this is like such a good guy move for him to kind of tell me. And not that he's necessarily like a bad dude, but like every choice and thing that he's done is like playing with your emotions to an extent that like makes you just be like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And that does not like a quote unquote good guy make. He's just
exactly
trying to get it all.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, guys, we are back from our break. We're getting to the rest of our calls.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and potential guests. I'm calling in today to talk about my boyfriend. So, for context, we've been together for about 3 years now. Love him to death. Great. In the last year, something has bugged me a lot, which is that, so he doesn't have any social media besides Snapchat. He's just like, he's always told me, like, I'm not that kind of person. Like, I just don't have anything to post. Like, I just don't really care that much, which I've always respected because, you know, it keeps him off of his phone. And, So anyway, in the last year, I've noticed that there is this burner Instagram account that watches my Instagram stories. It followed me in the past and and I tried to follow it back, and it wouldn't let me. I know for a fact that it's him, because the people that it follows, are people who he went to high school with, who I went to high school with, who he knew from his old hometown. So I know it's him. And I have brought it up to him, a couple times now, and kind of been like, okay, like, I think this is you, and he's denied it. So I'm frustrated because I know it's him, and I don't care about him having social media. The thing is, just like, I wouldn't care if he had a normal Instagram account and just, you know, followed all these people on that. However, the fact that it's, like, a secret and that it's, like, the burner account makes me uncomfortable. Ever since I brought it up to him the last time, he has really stopped using it, and so I doesn't watch my stories anymore, so I know it's him. However, it really bugs me that he won't admit to it, because I just, you know, obviously there's something he's hiding then. Anyways, I'm just frustrated, and I love him, and I don't want to believe that, you know, he's doing anything bad on these accounts. However, I'm sure you both will be, like, thinking otherwise. But I just want to get to the bottom of this, and it really bugs me, and yet I don't want to keep bringing it up, just have him keep talking. So any advice would be much appreciated. I love you guys a lot, and yeah, all right, thanks.
You know where she lost me?
Where?
At the very beginning when she said the only social media he has is Snapchat. Because of all the social medias to say that you have, that's the sketchiest one. That's the one where you can hide the most shit. And then two, he is the worst snooper of all snoopers. Because if you're going to have a Finsta account, you don't follow other people that you know and then have your account locked and then, like, snoop and get caught.
This is so weird.
It's weird. And I think he, one, has something to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And he isn't telling. I mean, he's obviously hiding this Instagram account. So if he's lying about this, he's probably lying about other things. And then, two, I don't think he trusts you completely, because why would he be looking at your Instagram if he trusted you?
That's the part that really stuck out to me, because it's like he follows people that he knows and his friends and stuff, which I'm like, okay, at first I thought this was going along the lines of like, oh, and I found it and it only follows like a bunch of girls, like a bunch of like hot, like stereotypical hot girl stuff. And then he denied, like, but the fact that he follows, like, friends, so that to me is, like, it's in use. Like, he's using it, especially, mm-hmm. like, are his friends' accounts private? Like, did he have to request them and then, like, say
are they following, who's following him as well?
Yeah. And, but the fact that he's looking at yours is, that's weird. Like, mm-hmm. either that's, like, and I, that's not even, like, a, I would say that initially I'd be like, oh, rookie mistake. You should have switched back. Like, you're looking at it from your Finsta. But I'm like, oh, no, this is the only account that you have. Like, right. Why are you looking at your girlfriend's?
And why are you lying about it? Like, if you just have this, like, just to look at people's accounts, then just say that you have an Instagram where you're ghost following people.
Because I also think it's totally normal. Like, I think it's. I like Mott's post on his Instagram like once a year. Like there are times, but he's on Instagram. He'll like post mm-hmm. on his stories sometimes, but like he's not like Instagram doesn't always have to be about like posting stuff. And like the idea that he's like, oh, no, like I get people who don't have Instagram because they're like, oh, I'm just not into social media. Like I really just don't like that. I'm not into that at all, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like for him, it's just he doesn't want to post stuff. Yeah. And so then he has a whole account that's not posting stuff. That's just like following. And yeah, I mean, can you get into the account? Because like, I can't even explain how much like, dude, I feel so, so fucking bad for you, because this would drive me fucking crazy. Like me too. I cannot handle when people are lying to me and I know that they're lying. And there's something so fucking insulting about, like, this is so obviously and clearly him. And for him to then, like, for me, when this happens and someone lies to me about something so obvious, I'm like, I'm not stupid. Like, do you think I'm fucking stupid? Like, how dumb do you think that I am that I don't recognize this? Like, it's insulting that you think that you're getting away with something like this. And like, you're just making it so much fucking worse, because you're mm-hmm. right. If he's hiding something on that account because he has something to hide. So I think if you can get into the account, I would try to, but I would also like have a sit down conversation with him and be like, we are not getting up from this table until you tell me the truth. Like, right. I'm not kidding, dude. Like, this is like, this is, I don't care how, like, do not gaslight me and do not try and tell me that I'm being crazy for stalking all of this stuff. Like, it, you don't hide something unless you have something to hide. So tell me what it is. And it's like, I don't, you need to tell me, but right now I will be, I am mad 100%. Like, and this is what I've done in these situations where I'm like, I'm as mad as I can be right now. So no matter what I find, I will either stay this mad or I will be less mad. But you not telling me is not going to do anything. I'm going to stay at the level 100. And either mm-hmm. I will stay at the level 100 once I find it out, but if you don't tell me, I'm still at level 100. Like, you're not getting out of this in a way that is like, oh, I'm not just going to forget and move on and we're going to be totally fine. Like, you don't get to like walk away from the situation. Like, you created this. And so like, now you have to explain it. And if it really isn't a big deal and I'm blowing it out of proportion, then tell me what it is. And I can tell you if it's a big deal or not.
Right. Also, so on Instagram, I'm not sure because I don't have my contacts connected. But can't you, like, search for people by their phone number?
Yeah, you can do it through Facebook. I think you can do through phone number, too.
I think so, too. I think you can.
Yeah, but I wonder if it is, like, through contact-wise, you could see that. Yeah, he just needs to explain himself and you need to not take no for an answer and just like have a sit down conversation, because like I get what you mean of saying like you don't want to have to keep bringing this up and have the conversation go nowhere. Like give like you need to have an ultimatum conversation with him and just be mm-hmm. like, we are not moving from this couch or we're not moving from this table until we get to the bottom of this. Like, I'm not going to walk around with this on like weighing on me for the rest of our relationship. And like, if you don't want to tell me because you think it's going to end our relationship, like, let me be the, I have a say in that and I have a choice. But if you're not going to tell me, we're not building a relationship based on the fact that I know you're lying to me about this fucking thing that's super sus.
Right.
And I just, maybe it's bad advice to just say, just take no for an answer. But like, I just, like, don't take no for an answer.
He's
and like,
lying though. Take the truth for an answer.
Yeah. That's but like, it. Him, this like skirting past it, it's like, no, we're going to get to the bottom of this and you're going to tell me everything. And it sounds like you know him really well. So like, you know, when he's lying in this situation, you know, when he's telling the truth, and you'll know when he tells you the whole truth. And like, just don't stop. Like, just.
And what then if, it's one of his friends that's following her from this fake account? Because then he'd have all the high school friends. That's my only. Like the best case scenario out of this.
Yeah.
It's like a friend that would have the same contacts.
But then just serendipitously stopped watching her stories.
Because he knew it was the friend. I don't know.
No, I know. It's yeah. It's wild. Because also there are some things that like, there are some things that like seem super fucking sus. And then you like ask about it and it's like, oh, okay, I can tell you're telling the truth. And like,
mm-hmm.
there are just, when you're upfront with that, but like, anytime, even if someone says like, oh, it's like, it's super innocuous and like, you're going to read too much into it, or I don't want to upset you. It's like, oh, because there's something there that would upset me. Like, yeah. If you have the fucking pride that people have, like, you would not, if you didn't do something sus, you would give me the solid answer. So I would know that. But if you're not going to give me the answer and you're just going to keep lying, it's because you know you did something sus as fuck. And so mm-hmm. then this suspicious answer in your mind is less suspicious than the actual action that you did. And that's how you know it's fucking bad. When someone's lying to you and it's so bad, then you're like, oh, dude, what the fuck is the truth like? Like, how bad do you think this truth is? And how bad do you think I'm going to react that you're going to go out of your way to like concoct this absolutely like unbelievable lie, or just like blatantly deny it? And you can't even come up with a lie about it because like mm-hmm. there is nothing that it could be. I would also want to know how many followers she has, because if you have like 100 followers,
and I mean, she saw that it was somebody that she knew that she didn't know was following her. So he is terrible.
So bad.
Being sneaky, which means that he's going to keep fucking up.
Yeah.
Which is like a positive for you.
Mm-hmm. That you'll catch him in it. But I just think you need to have that conversation, and he can't get out of it. And it's, and I'm not saying that like you have to break up with him, but like, cause also like it's your life, but like
he's a liar.
Yeah. He's lying, and you can get better at lying. And, but the only thing that you can, how that can work is like, if he goes to therapy, and then also like if he starts telling the truth, and like you can create and that there is, he's comfortable enough to tell the truth, and like you can know when he is telling the truth in that situation. But also don't let him like gaslight you into like, oh, I didn't want your response to, like, I just thought you'd be so upset, or your response, all of that stuff. It's like, that takes, that's not your problem. If you think I'm going to be upset about something, then don't do something that would upset me. But then you don't get to just not tell me. That's not, that's not being concerned about my feelings. That's being concerned about your own ass. But please give us an update. This is so weird to me. Like, it's so fucking weird. But if you can snoop, I would. I would snoop. And see if he just maybe has the password. I'm sure he has a password fucking saved. If he doesn't even have it saved, like, in app, maybe he has it saved on, like, his iPad. Or maybe he has it saved, like, in a fucking note on his phone.
Yeah. Also, she can probably, if she knows his email address or the username, you can probably figure it out how to get into his account. Like, try, put in some fake passwords, and then hit forget password. See where his, and then get the reset in the email. And if it comes to his email, you don't even have, the thing is, you don't even have to sign in. You can just see if it goes to his email.
And then you can be like,
it can be, you guys can be sitting there right there to each other, next to each other, and see if he checks his email.
Do that. Do fucking that. And I'm assuming you took screenshots. And then, yeah, have that be like, okay, and then sit with him. And then if it does, and then it's like, okay, then show me this account.
Right.
Let's see inside this account. Let's look through. Hand me the phone. You're going to sit next to me while I look through all of this. And if he's like, oh, let me look through it for, And this is the other thing that I just would like want to ingrain in everybody's heads. And like, this is coming from like a heterosexual relationship point of view, like cis woman dating cis man, which is the only experience I've had. But don't let people like there's this manipulation of gaslighting that, and it specifically happens a lot with women, that it's about reactions. And it's like, well, I didn't want to, I'm looking out for you and I don't want you to be upset. That's, if you turn it around and think about it in the way that friends are, if you found out something about a friend, or you did something as a friend or anything like that, you go to your friends and you tell your friends like, oh, something upsetting happened or something like that, that involves you. You don't necessarily withhold that from your friends. Like, you give your friends the agency that they need to know the truth, and that you're there as a support system and a friend to help them out with that. But then there's this fucking twofold that can happen in relationships where it becomes, no, I'm protecting you from your own feelings, which is such a controlling and like gross misogynistic sort of thing that just happens naturally when it comes to like gaslighting and like any of that. It just like, it turns you from being able to trust your own instinct. And that's where we get like that, oh, I don't want to be that kind of girlfriend. I don't want to be that kind of girl. I don't want to be that kind of girl. When in reality, it's like a completely normal reaction to a response of like someone doing something in regards to you or someone that you care about, and then explicitly hiding it from you and telling you it's for your own good. And you're a fucking adult. You're not a child. And like, oh, that's, my therapist says that's like the big thing, that she's like, no, Megan needs to know everything all the time. Like, don't protect me from anything, because like, that's not your job. I can do that myself. And anybody who then will manipulate and is like doing it for your own good, quote unquote, or like doesn't want to hurt you, is because those are people who have hurt you and they don't want you to know. I hate it. I hate it.
Me too.
Please let us know what happens.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm a 27-year-old Capricorn in my first relationship. We met last November and fell pretty quickly for each other before he got into grad school at the end of the year across the country. We weren't sure we were going to do long distance, but the quarantine brought us closer together, and we decided we could make it work, especially since I can now work remotely for at least the fall semester at his place. That's not why I'm calling, but it's part of it. I'm calling because I recently asked him a question I'm learning most people avoid. He once told me his ex, who he did long distance with in college, was always jealous of his friends that were girls, and it finally occurred to me that maybe it was because something happened with one of them. After worrying for months who it could be, I finally just asked him flat out, and he said it was one of his close friends that he talked to all the time. This was crushing for me because I know they're very close. She helped him through his breakup with his ex and his depression. They had sex a few times the summer he and his ex broke up in college. He never cheated on her when they were together, but his ex couldn't get past it. This friend has had a boyfriend now for the past 3 years, and they're very serious and won't live anywhere near my boyfriend when he moves. I know I can't punish him for something that happened 5 years ago, but I now feel extremely uncomfortable because he has been pushing a friendship with this girl and her boyfriend since we met. I did like her before I knew all this stuff, but now I can't stop thinking about them together and how much more she probably knows about him than me at this point. I know I can't tell him to never talk to her again, but every time I learn he has, I feel like throwing up and my mood changes. I definitely can't handle being near her anytime soon. I just feel lied to and insecure. My experience before him was very little, and I didn't keep any of those people in my life. He knows all this and has limited his contact with her, at least while he's around me, which makes me feel horrible. My question is, how do I not think about them together every 3 seconds I have? It's been a month, and I thought time would help. It comes the most when he's not around, so I'm more nervous than ever about long distance. I love him, and I trust him, but I can't seem to get over it. Thinking about it all the time makes me miserable, but I'd be even more miserable if I ended things with someone I love over something that happened before me. Maybe I just need more time, but I'd appreciate any advice you can give. Thanks.
Ooh, this is messy.
Mm-hmm.
I think your feelings are completely valid because he was not open and honest with you from the very beginning that he had slept with her. He should have told you.
Especially because they're still friends.
Because they're still friends. And he's pushing a friendship with them. So, I mean, I don't think, just from what you told us, and the fact that she's in a relationship, I don't think that he has feelings for her. I think that she was a good friend that, you know, like he hooked up with and she's still his friend. But if they have feelings for each other, then they'd probably be together. If you've got friendship and sex together. So mm-hmm. like they weren't compatible as people that would be in a relationship with each other, but still he should have been cognizant of your feelings from the beginning. And before he started trying to make you be friends with her.
Yeah. And I'm curious if her boyfriend knows and if she asked him, hey, let's not tell whatever your, let's say your name is like Sarah. Like, let's not tell Sarah that we hooked up because I like if
my boyfriend would be pissed off.
Yeah. So there needs to be because in this situation, his loyalties need to lie somewhere. They either are lying with her and it's like, oh, for her own sake, I don't. Like for this, my friend's sake, I don't want to, I'm not going to tell her because that would hurt her relationship, but in turn hurts your relationship. And that's not necessarily like malicious. It could truly just be like, you guys didn't necessarily, like you said, like quarantine sped up your relationship. Like this could have just been an absolute perfect storm where like he didn't know how serious you guys were going to be. And so then when there were discussions with him and his best friend about it, his loyalties did lie with her because they were a lot closer. Mm-hmm. And then you guys ended up getting a lot closer, a lot quicker. And then it was like, well, fuck, how does this get brought up again? The fact that like he's definitely cut back on like contact with her and all of that stuff, you shouldn't feel horrible about at all. That's not on you. This feels like the theme of the episode of like, I don't want to be one of those girls who tells him not to like talk to her. But he is going based off of like your comfort level. And if she is like a good friend in that sense, like she also doesn't, it's like you said, when you're friends with your exes, like she doesn't want to make you feel like if a good friend, you find out that like, oh, this friendship is like real. And I've been in that situation too, where it's like, oh, my girlfriend has a hard time with you around and all of that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable at all. Like, fucking back burner me. I'll talk to you later on our own time. Like, I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. But it's probably not what you want to hear, but like a month isn't a long time. Like, I think that you're right. Time does heal all of this stuff. And not necessarily either heals or like reveals your true feelings and like how your actions and how you want to move forward. But a month is not a long period of time. And I think it's probably really, really tied with the fact that it gives you a definitive reason to feel scared and nervous to be long distance. Like, it gives you this thing that like you can kind of hold on to. And I think the being transparent with him and letting him know that, just saying like, hey, I feel really great when we're together. And then when you're gone and stuff, like, I just can't stop thinking about this. And like, I am just like obsessing over this, and I don't necessarily like, I don't like this. And so like, I think time is going to like be the best fix for this, but like, I want to like, let's come up with a game plan for when you're not around and that kind of stuff. So like, for you, first and foremost, I would block this girl on social media or unfollow her, or just go out of your way to not go out of your way to like look at her content and her stuff. And then is it like daily check if he's like out of town for something, or I don't know where if he's not around, if it's getting
she
that
value is moving.
And like, it's like the, like, let's make sure we have like a call every morning and we have like check-ins throughout the day and we like FaceTime at night and all of that kind of stuff. But when trust is broken with someone, it is earned back. And I personally think how that's earned back is there's obviously, you know, you saying the things that you need, but also somebody who is going out of their way to go above and beyond to earn your trust back, not just doing everything that you ask, is being like, okay, how can I show this person that when they're not around, I'm thinking of them? How can I go out of my way to show them that they can trust me and not just like wait for instructions or wait for like, oh, just tell me what to do and then I will do it? Because that puts so much pressure on you. But I also would wonder if it would, I don't know if you're confrontational at all, but I don't even mean this in a confrontational way, but like, I don't know if it would make you feel better to have a conversation with her and like,
mm-hmm. Especially since he wants you guys to be friends, I think he would be totally okay with it.
Yeah. And if you liked her before, and I think that's also like, to be honest, that's so much harder when like you really like her and like you think that she's cool, and then you find out that they like had slept together, and then it's like, fuck, like I like her. And then it becomes like an insecurity, because there's sometimes that someone's dated someone and you're like, oh God, I hate them. And then you find out that your partner is hooked up with them and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're not the same at all. But if it's someone who you really like, that can be like, oh fuck, like it can prey on your insecurities a lot. So I think if I were the other girl in the situation, I would love to have a sit down conversation, or just even like a text. If someone told me like, hey, I just found out about this, like you and my whatever, this made me feel a certain way. Like, and like, just to be able to like kind of like quell that and have her be like, oh my God, I like love him. Like, he's great. He's like, but like, to be honest, like we hooked up like twice when we were wasted and like happy for you, but like was really not my thing. And like, it was like, and we can make everything like this really romantic thing in our head, especially when it's our own partner. Cause like we see them in that way. And like, we really love them. We're attracted to them like that. And like you said at the beginning, if the friendship was there, and it is, and then if there was like that sexual attraction and that romance there, they would be together of like mm-hmm. all those people. So I think it might actually make you feel a lot better to talk to her. And then it'll either, I think, like quell everything that you're feeling and like you can move on, because like she's not so like this like elusive, like fantastical, ethereal, kind of like wonderful, great being, the one that got away in a certain way. Or she's like a total fucking bitch and is like the fucking worst. And then like, then you get to make your choice from there. But I think you're just putting a lot of pressure just on yourself for this, especially when this is going to be like a long distance relationship where that's a lot of just you sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. Good God, this is a stressful episode.
All right, now it's time for Don't Blame Them.
Don't Blame Them, where somebody calls in and gives their own advice on one of our previous calls. So which episode or what was this original call?
This was from season 6, episode 5. So the person that is calling for Don't Blame Them is a therapist, and she is weighing in on how people are coping during a pandemic.
Oh, imagine it's my therapist. Sarah?
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I am calling for Don't Blame Them for the episode from June 29th of this year. So I'm actually a therapist, and I just have some thoughts on the girl who was calling about her girlfriend who drinks and smokes too much. So I really second everything you guys said. I thought that I was so on point. And I would, you know, echo that that's what that girl should do. I also wanted to add that it really perked my interest when the girlfriend said that she's bored. And that's why she wants to use. And I get it. Like, it's quarantine and, like, there's nothing else to do. And, like, everything just feels so bleak. So that's how it goes back to your guys' advice of, like, sussing out what's going on. But I just wanted to throw out there that ADHD and substance abuse actually has a very strong correlation. For people who have ADHD, thank goodness you probably know, boredom can feel painful. And it's not really talked about a lot, but there is this strong correlation of people with ADHD using substances to cope with how painful boredom is and all the other things that come with ADHD. I also have ADHD, so that was definitely something that I've experienced and can speak to, as well as speaking to it on a professional level. So she definitely should talk to a professional. Obviously that professional could help her in that way, like if that is a scenario. But I just wanted to throw that out there, especially if other people are experiencing that. Like if you just feel like you don't know what to do with yourself and you're not trying to cope with anything, but boredom just feels like painful and you're wanting to take that feeling away. It's just something to think about that is not talked about as much as it should be. Thanks, guys.
Very, very, very true. My therapist talks about how, like, I need, and people with ADHD need more stimulation than most people. And so when there's, like, nothing going on, or my nothing or ADHD nothing compared to other people's nothing, like, I need to do, I function the best. And I have, like, all of these different things going because otherwise, like, my brain doesn't know how to, like, it can't handle all of that. And so it's so super true. And something I've also learned is that people with ADHD have a lot of impulse control issues, which like can tie into like my skin picking and all of this other stuff that shit that I've like dealt with personally. But like drinking is also something that I talk about it in my book, something that I like very much got into in like a self-medicating kind of way. But there is that combination of you can't be bored. You have to do anything else to be bored. I can like explain it in the sense that like people who don't have ADHD, if you like go to bed at night and you're like mind is racing. Now imagine that on like 10,000 times at all times the day, like your brain works so fucking fast that like you just want to kind of slow it down. Like you just kind of want it to like calm the fuck down. And like, that can be a huge thing to that, but also yeah, the impulse control aspect of it. And there's this other channel that I started watching about ADHD, which was really interesting, but they talked about the receptors that release like serotonin, which is why like a lot of people with ADHD also deal with like depression and stuff, is that like they don't regulate in the same way that it does for people who like don't have that. And so it's the same reason why like people with ADHD have a lot of the impulse control things are negative things. Mm-hmm. Like they're like physically like physical self-harm sort of things, or like picking or scratching or anything like that, because like your body weirdly enough releases like dopamine or serotonin for these kinds of things that like when you're not controlling your impulses, like it can feel really good. Like it kind of just feels like you're just like letting yourself like be yourself, but then it becomes this like self-destructive sort of thing. And so that is like a very, very good point. And I think therapy is like a great option for that. And also like learning so much about, because like I didn't go to therapy for my ADHD, like specifically, like I just was going to my psychiatrist about it. Cause I was like, oh, I just like can't fucking focus and we'll talk about it. But then once like I started talking about it more in therapy, I was like, oh, this shit like really affects my fucking life. And she's like, yeah, like this is like a way bigger thing. So I think this is so interesting and such a good point. And we love it when therapists listen to our show.
Yeah. Love it so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, guys, that is it for today's episode, this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed. If you want to call in for an upcoming one, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. This is your weekly reminder that you should be following us on Instagram, on Twitter. I will say sometimes I go through and like stalk people who are like, you know, like commenting on stuff like in our Facebook group. And then I see that like you don't follow us on Instagram and like that's just really rude. And like you should.
Maybe. Like, oh, but check and see like do they follow like other like people that aren't their friends? Yeah,
they fucking follow Claudia. All of them follow Claudia and then not me. And I'm like, Claudia and I are friends. Like, can I not get the Claudia Slewski like stamp of approval? Like, come on. Like, we would like a follow. But to back to our Facebook group, just to talk about that. We are still not accepting new members. And if you send a DM this week and you ask about it and you don't listen to the end of the episode, I'm just going to start writing down the usernames. And then I'm just, once we open it up, I'm not going to accept you because you actually don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you'll be a big part of the Facebook group is listening. You have to listen and read and be active and like follow directions. Follow directions, you get kicked out.
And you got to seek out those directions versus being like, I don't know if this is breaking the rules. And I'm like, how about you look at the rules? Our Facebook group is currently closed for new members. We will let you know when we are accepting new ones and we will give you all a link when that happens. Please register to vote for Joe Biden.
No, it's not near me.
Oh, do you have a whole cardboard? Oh, I was like, you got a cardboard cut out of Joe?
That would be my sister's dream. She has a crush on him.
Oh, okay. I mean, Al Gore was mine, so I can't knock anyone at all.
Her type is like old white men. They got to be like, they got to have like great grandchildren.
Oh, wow. Okay. For sure. I like it. What else do we have to do? Do we have to say anything else? If you want to listen ad-free to our episodes, you can sign up for Stitcher Premium. We are over there. And that is it. And we'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me, executive produced by Melissa DeMonts, edited by Katrina Henning, and music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.